Contains adult content, which could include sexual behavior or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behavior. Chapter 1. Tomoka Fujiki. 21. Shop worker. Saya sends me a message telling me that she has a new boyfriend. "What's he like?" I write back. "He's a doctor," she replies. She doesn't tell me what he looks like or give any more information about his job. I know what a doctor is, and a job tells you a little about someone's personality, but only a little. Then I start thinking about my own job. What does it say about my personality? I've known Saya since high school. When I left home and moved to Tokyo, we stayed friends. She messages me again and asks me how I am. "Great," I write. I really mean bored. I work at a big store called Eden. Every morning, I put on my black skirt and orange shirt. Then I spend the day standing around and helping customers. I started this job 6 months ago after finishing college. "Miss Fujiki," says Mrs. Numauchi. "I've had my lunch. You can go next." Mrs. Numauchi also works at Eden. She's worked here for a long time. Last month was her birthday, and I think she is about my mother's age. Mrs. Numauchi tells me what to do a lot of the time, but she is usually right. I walk toward the staff restaurant. The woman who works there doesn't like me because one time she made a mistake with my order. So I don't buy my lunch from the restaurant anymore. I buy a sandwich from the store on the way to work and eat it there. I don't know how to cook, so I usually buy cheap food that is ready to eat. I can hear some of my colleagues in the restaurant talking about their husbands and children. To a customer, I am just like my colleagues, wearing the same orange shirt. But I'm not like them, and I usually try to stay away from them. I don't like working here, but it was the only place that gave me a job. Eden is also in Tokyo, and I don't want to go back to the countryside where there is just rice field after rice field and only one store. Tokyo has always been my dream city, and I still love it. But what about the future? When I lived in the countryside, people thought it was wonderful that I was moving to Tokyo. They thought that I was great. Saya still thinks it's good that I live here and that I have a great job. I won't tell her that I only work in a clothes shop. I'm embarrassed. I'm not great, and I have no ambition to be great. I don't even have a boyfriend. I worry that I'll be at Eden until I'm my mother's age, like Mrs. Numauchi. "Hey, Tomoka," calls Kiriyama. He works at the glasses shop. He is around the same age as me and the only person I can talk to. "Is it okay if I join you for lunch?" he asks, while carrying some food. "Sure," I say. Kiriyama sits down in front of me. He is wearing a nice pair of glasses that look really good on his face. You can see that he is great at his job. "Hey, what did you do before working here?" I ask. "I worked for a magazine," he says. "Really? I didn't know you worked in publishing," I say.
"Are you surprised?" he asks.
"You had a great job, but then you came here," I say. Kiriyama smiles.
"Working in a glasses shop is also great." I will work for Eden until I die, I say sadly.
Do you want to change jobs?
Yeah, I say.
Do you still want to work with customers? He asks.
Yeah, but I would prefer to work in an office. I also want to wear what I like and go outside to a cafe for lunch with my colleagues. How did you find this job? I ask.
I looked on a website for people who want to change jobs, he said.
Kiriyama pulls out his smartphone and shows me the website.
You complete the information about your skills, and then they find you a job that needs the same ones. Look, here are some of the skills that people want, he says, pointing at the website.
I don't have all the computer skills that are on the website. I can use Word, but not Excel or PowerPoint. I have a laptop, but I never use it.
If you want to work in an office, you need to know Excel, Kiriyama says. Why don't you take a class to learn how to use it?
Computer classes are expensive, I say.
Libraries often have cheap classes, Kiriyama tells me.
Really? I didn't know, I say. When I get home, I look on my phone for the nearest library. I find Hattori Library, which is 10 minutes from my apartment. It has classes on writing, math, and other skills. I can't believe that I didn't know about this. The computer class isn't too expensive, and it's every Wednesday afternoon. For the first time in a long while, I feel a little excited about something. 2 days later, I'm standing inside the library with my laptop. I find my class and introduce myself to the teacher, Ms. Kono.
Hello, my name is Tomoka, I say.
Ms. Kono gives me a friendly smile and tells me to sit down. For the next 2 hours, I learn all about Excel. I've been in my apartment doing nothing all this time, not far from this library. The more I think about it, the worse it makes me feel.
Do you want to borrow any books? Ms. Kono says when the class finishes.
I can borrow books? I say, surprised.
Yes, anybody who lives near the library can borrow 6 books for 2 weeks, she says, smiling.
I look at the rows of books and see a small girl putting some onto a shelf.
Excuse me, where are the books on computers? I ask.
The girl looks young enough to still be in high school.
Over here, she says.
She walks past a large reading table and points to a shelf on the wall.
My name is Nozomi Morinaga. If you need any recommendations, the librarian is in the office. She knows more than I do.
Recommendations? I ask.
You can tell her what you're looking for, and she will give you recommendations, Nozomi says. Her name is Sayuri Komachi.
Thanks, I say. I walk to the office room and look inside.
Wow, Sayuri Komachi is huge. Not fat, but just very big. You can't see where her head ends and her neck begins. Her skin is also really white. She is looking down at something, but I can't see what she is looking at. I move closer and see that she is felting with a needle.
What are you looking for? She says, turning toward me.
Her voice is strange but warm. I'm looking for books about how to use a computer, I say. I notice an orange box on her desk. It is a box of honeydome cookies by Kuremiyado.
The librarian opens the box, but inside are some felting needles. Ms. Komachi puts away her needle and then looks at me.
"What do you want to do on the computer?" she replies.
"Excel, to begin with," I say. "I want to learn some computer skills, and then I can change my job."
"What do you do?" she asks.
"Nothing great," I say.
"Don't you like your job?"
"It's not my dream job, and anybody can do it," I say. "But I live alone, and I need to work."
"You found a job, you go to work every day, and you feed yourself. I think that's excellent," she says.
Nobody has ever said that about me before. It's like she can see the real me. I want to cry.
Ms. Komachi turns to the computer, begins typing, and then hands me a list of books.
I look at the list and see that all but one are about computer skills. The other one is Goody and Gooda, a children's book about two mice.
She then reaches below the desk and pulls out a soft and colorful felted frying pan.
"What's this?" I ask.
"A gift," she says.
"Did you make this?"
"Yes," she says.
Ms. Komachi turns back to her needles and starts felting again. I don't think she wants to talk to me anymore, so I put the frying pan into my pocket and walk away. I find the recommended books and choose two that seem easy to understand. But what about Goody and Gooda? Maybe I should get that too. I read it many times when I was a child. Why did Ms. Komachi recommend it? I go to the children's part and find it. Then I take my books to Nozomi. I go home and look at Goody and Gooda and read the story from the pictures. In the story, Goody and Gooda find a huge egg and they don't know what to do with it. Then they decide to make a cake called Castella. Toward the end of the book is a picture of the big frying pan that they use. I remember the frying pan that Ms. Komachi gave me. I read the book again. Egg, sugar, and milk. They mix it and cook it in the frying pan. I didn't know that Castella was so easy to make. The next day, I see Kiriyama at lunchtime.
"Do you want a rice ball?" he says. "I made them myself."
"Do you cook?" I ask.
"I do now," Kiriyama says.
"This rice ball is great," I say, eating one.
"Eating is important," he tells me. "Work hard and eat well."
"Kiriyama, why did you quit your job at the magazine?" He starts eating another rice ball.
"There were only a few of us working there, and we had a lot to do. Sometimes we worked all night, and we were very tired. Our manager didn't care about us, and he always gave us more work to do. I thought working that hard was normal, but I was wrong. I had no time to cook, and I sometimes slept on the office floor. I was working to eat, but I never had time to eat well," he says.
"I didn't know that working for a magazine was so difficult," I say.
"Not every place is like that," he says. "There are also people who like working that hard. It just wasn't me."
After lunch, I think about cooking something too, but I can't decide what to make. I think about the frying pan again that Ms. Komachi gave to me. I know what I'll make. Castella, just like in Goody and Gooda. I look on my smartphone and type in Goody and Gooda Castella. So many people have tried to make the same cake from the recipe in the book. I follow the recipe and start making it. I'm making castella. I put everything into a real frying pan and wash my hands. Then I look at myself in the mirror. My skin is bad, and I look tired. My apartment is so dirty, and there are clothes everywhere. Like Kiriyama, I have forgotten how to look after myself. So I clean the apartment while the cake cooks. It smells so nice. When I'm finished, I check on the cake, but the bottom is burned. What did I do wrong? I suddenly start laughing. I won't quit. I can learn how to make this cake. Every day after work, I try to make the same cake. I look online for new recipes, but I keep getting it wrong. Then, one day, I get it right. "Wow, this is great," Kiriyama says the next day when he tries it. I spend so much time in the kitchen. I begin to cook dinner as well. It's amazing how much more energy I have and how much healthier I feel after only a few days. When I return the books to Nozomi, I go and see Ms. Komachi. As I stand in front of her, she stops and looks up at me. "Thank you," I say, "for Goody and Gura and the frying pan. I learned something important."
"I did nothing," Ms. Komachi replies. "You took what you needed and did it yourself."
I still don't know what I want to do or what I can do, but it's okay. Now I know that I don't have to worry. I'm just happy learning some new skills and living my life, because I never know when I might find my own huge egg.